Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Cambridge police are under scrutiny and facing allegations of racism for their use of force in arresting a black Harvard student over the weekend. The student, who police say was on hallucinogenic drugs when he was arrested, could face serious charges. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, authorities could take a different approach.
Indecent exposure, resisting arrest, assaulting an EMT worker. Those are among the charges police said they were filing against 21-year-old Silor Mohin. But talking to reporters yesterday, Cambridge police said they may reconsider. Commissioner Branville Bard says if O'Heen's face-off with police was linked to mental health issues, it's possible they dropped the charges entirely.
This department has going through great strides to ensure that it's a socially just agency. And when I say socially just, I mean that we recognize that there are individuals, probably a great percentage of individuals, who are better served by means other than the criminal justice system. So the individual is currently being evaluated to see if they fit that set of circumstances.
O'Heen is being held in a hospital in police custody. Bard says part of the reason an arraignment has not been scheduled for O'Heen is because the department is evaluating his mental health. Cambridge police are conducting an internal review of the arrest of O'Heen. That's because one of the officers punched him 5 times to force O'Heen to comply. Commissioner Bard says violence is the last resort and expressed solidarity with the officers.
Oh, I absolutely do support the officers. I mean, the officers took the actions that they felt necessary at that time. But, once again, I'm making no determinations prior to completing a complete and thorough investigation.
The arrest of O'Heen was caught on video and drew an outcry from Harvard's Black Law Students Association. The group called it a brutal instance of police violence and questioned the involvement of police at all when they suggest Harvard officials should have dealt with their own student. In an email to students and faculty yesterday afternoon, Harvard President Drew Faust called the incident, quote, profoundly disturbing, and said the school has been in contact with the city of Cambridge. Faust says while information is still being collected, the incident raises questions about policing and healthcare on campus. Shagun Idowu is a police accountability advocate in Boston. He says it's too early to say whether police overreacted, but he can understand why the use of force resonates with some activists.
One of the reasons that we righteously get upset is that officers, once they get to the scene, immediately before even understanding what's going on around them, they see a black body and they immediately attack. And from what I've seen in this particular case, it didn't happen that way.
Idowu is an advocate for police body cameras, and in Boston, the mayor recently announced he'll be rolling out a camera program in the months to come. Idowu says all police departments should have body camera programs, and Cambridge does not.
Body cameras would not have prevented what we saw happen in Cambridge on Friday night. The only thing body cameras would have done was provide a much clearer understanding of what happened and maybe would address a lot of questions that we and the public have about what happened.
In a statement, Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern says he'll continue working with colleagues to make sure the, quote, horrific treatment of black Americans at the hands of law enforcement has no place in the city of Cambridge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.